You're fired.
So welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. I'm Drew Simon, joined with my co-host Quinn Johnson. And today we have, I don't know if you want me like name, like Humor You or anything like that.
Give her a huge intro.
Yeah. Humor You, famous BYU comedian, Sydney Teasley. Is it Teasley? Or?
Teasley.
Okay.
Yeah. But Cindy.
Cindy.
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did I say?
It sounded like Sydney.
Sydney?
Yeah.
Cindy.
Kindy.
Kindy, yes.
Kidney.
First time I saw Kindy, first time I saw you, I thought you may have been like in a Bollywood film. So yeah, it works. But yeah, so you're doing you're okay. You're doing well. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the comedy? How's Humor You? I don't know much about it.
Humor You is good. Yes.
Can you make it like us believe this a little more?
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, I'm like, what's new? And we had shows like last weekend, I want to say.
Yeah.
And
do you want your medication?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What are you on?
Prozac?
No.
Lexapro.
Yes.
There you go. Oh,
there we go.
There's the memory
Lexapro,
loss.
Lexapro, trazodone, venlafaxine,
fentanyl,
methylphenidate.
Adderall.
Yeah, but fake Adderall because of the shortage. But.
There you go. And isn't it fun having to call the CVS's like, hey. And they're like, we can't tell you if we have it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So you got a whole cocktail of drugs every day?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how's that working?
Good.
Clinically depressed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fun? That's very, yeah. And when did that start happening?
When did I get diagnosed?
Yes.
Or I got diagnosed when I was like 15?
Mm-hmm.
Point the microphone more towards your mouth. I'm just looking at the wavelengths here. It wasn't like picking up.
I got diagnosed when I was 15.
Sweet. With what? Depression or ADD?
Depression. And then I think I was 16 when I got diagnosed with ADHD.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. And how is that? Has that been a fun thing that affected you in a positive way?
Yeah. Super positive way. No, I mean, obviously like it sucks, but you know, I think I am a much more emotionally intelligent person, because of it. And, in certain ways have a better, capacity to like empathize with people and better ability to articulate my thoughts.
Let's test that out. Tell me something you really admire about Oz.
I admire his persistence. And
with women.
Less so. I admire his persistence with his craft, his dedication to the craft, and his passion, and his sort of ability and like desire to like include everyone and create like a wholesome, inclusive environment.
Yeah. Did you ever do acting?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I saw that happening just now. That's cool. What were you acting in?
I did like just musical theater stuff when I was little. Like I was in ensemble. I've always wanted to be like an actress. I think the biggest role I got was when I was like in Annie when I was like 10, and I was Pepper.
Were you Annie?
No. It's a sore subject, actually.
Oh yeah.
I was bitter about it because I remember it was like me and a few other girls were like in the callback.
Mm-hmm. And then they gave it to the black girl and you're like,
not possible.
Classic. No.
Like, Annie's not black.
No,
read
they gave
the book.
They gave it to the girl who could tap dance because none of the rest of us knew how to tap dance. And then I learned how to tap dance because of that. And I have never needed to know how to tap dance since, but when I do, I will be prepared.
There you go. So you're still bitter about that because you didn't know how to tap dance?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not actually. Well, maybe I am a little actually bitter.
Come on, use the emotional intelligence. Come on.
It has affected my life in that I've always been like conflicted because I have this, I really love doing this thing, but I'm like, am I not good enough at this thing to actually do this thing?
Yeah. Don't worry. We all of us do stand up, and that's every
exactly
day.
You describe stand up
every single
like,
day.
Do we know how to do this thing?
You go to one mic and you see someone who's great, and you're like, "That's I'll never be able to do that." And then you keep going. Yeah. Here you are. And now you're on a podcast.
So I feel when I see Oz, I'm like, I could never do that.
I couldn't. No, dude. Well, that's fun. So yeah, when I looked at you as well, you also looked like that one actress from Glee. You remind me of that character. You remember that character?
Rachel Berry. Yeah. Is that her? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah. I never saw
the main
Glee.
One.
Yeah. The main girl.
Who's like,
you
annoying?
Didn't see Glee?
No, I've never seen it. Should I watch it?
You should watch a recap because it actually is an insane show. The first season's like is good, but like it 4 or 5 people died in real life.
Yeah,
real life.
Yeah, and like one of them was like a pedophile. Like one of them just killed himself. Like, you know, it's an insane like story of like what's happened to the people on Glee, and then the one girl who survived is you.
It's me.
Who? What's your name again?
What's my name?
No, her name.
Girl? Yeah. The actress is Lea Michele.
Oh yeah, Lea.
I was like, what's your name again?
It's not the first time it's happened.
Yeah.
No, so Lea Michele. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
I've heard. I've never met her in person, so I don't know. I mean, she's obviously very talented.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of memes about how like she can't read and mm-hmm. stuff. Which I honestly think are kind of funny. But then like, I don't know, she said something about it and she was like, I feel like this wouldn't be happening to me if I were a man. And I was like, it made me feel kind of guilty because I'm like, you're probably right. But like, I also still think the memes are funny.
I mean, I think that from what I've heard, she's just also not a nice person.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you kind of deserve that. Anyways, this is a job interview.
Okay.
Oh yeah. If you didn't,
I forgot to set up the podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, we forget. Yeah. We forgot to do this with Aaron. We had Aaron Whittle on last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we forgot altogether. We
forgot to end it.
Also, we went 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, because we started talking about the Oscars. That it was an extra hour.
Oh.
You know, Oscar Mike. Anyways. So this is a job interview, but it's not like, hey, you're a great employee, that means you get to work with us now. It's more like weird parts of your personality. That's what's more exciting. That's why Jimmy didn't do well.
Yeah, no, you know? We did not. Well, we said we would hire Jimmy.
Yeah, but in a very specific way.
Yeah, it'd be like in solitary confinement.
Yeah, you're in a cage, not be able to be around women. You know.
Yeah, I think we told probably Cheyenne we'd take her, but we didn't really mean it.
We'd take her solely just because. You have how insane like her musical interests are. Like real quick, do you enjoy Imagine Dragons?
I've actually been to an Imagine Dragons mm-hmm. concert.
Yes.
And I went because the tickets, I got really cheap tickets. Because my friend was like reselling them and I was like, yeah, sure. And I gained a much greater appreciation for them after I saw them live because they were really good.
Okay. So yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked Imagine Dragons. Yeah. So there we go. Good. Owl City.
I don't really like Owl City.
You don't have to. These aren't like you have to say yes. It's like we're just asking questions. Yeah.
Favorite Kanye West song.
Oh, I actually love Kanye West.
Hey, that's a good. That's a plus.
That's a good answer.
Because guess what? Yeezus is incredible. I love Kanye's music.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like just like old stuff like Gold Digger. I mm-hmm. know all the words.
You know the words? Sing it.
Let's see. How does it start?
You ain't messing with a
gold. Wait. Yeah, no. I listen to the clean version. So I say, she ain't messing with no broke to broke. That's how the clean version goes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a knock. Okay. You were doing great.
Okay.
Now you're back to zero. I don't know. If you had just. And if you had you sung that lyric, I think the podcast would have ended now.
When I was an Uber driver, I would pick up passengers and like all of the lights would be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few times people were like, really? Come on, man.
It is the like black artists. No, that's very fun. This girl who she was like the manager of this like club we did a show at. I was like setting up the mics and they're playing a Nicki Minaj song and she just white girl. She says she's just singing it and she just starts singing the N word. And I was like, whoa, but she was a fun girl. Anyways,
same one from the Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Different, different girl, but very fun. Should we get into the first
question? So you're a student. So I imagine you haven't had too many jobs, but how many jobs have you had?
I've actually had a few because, let's see, I worked a couple jobs in high school.
What's your first job?
My first job, it was either, so I taught gymnastics, so it was either that or I also worked at Tilly's, like the skate and surf shop, you know?
I have no idea what that is.
The skate and surf shop.
Well, I understand the concept, but
yeah,
that specific one I've never...
Well, if it's San Diego, right?
Yeah.
You know, where are you from? Yeah.
Spokane, Washington.
Probably don't got the same stuff.
Yeah, we're not as cultured.
They have some cooler things in California.
Yeah, I imagine.
But so that's cool. Did you enjoy working at that shop?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Favorite brand?
Of clothing?
Of skating. Sorry. Favorite thing at the skate shop.
Okay. I'm not really like a brand shopper as much as like guys are, I feel like. Like I feel like
Item. Like were you into like the skateboards, the wheels, the shirts, the shoes?
No, it was the clothes. Okay. Yeah. So they had like some skateboards and stuff, but it was mostly like skate clothing and like they had a lot of shoes, like Vans and you know.
Steal anything from there?
No. A lot of other people did. I mean, not like employees, but like we got
no employees.
By other people,
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, like there were a few times where like I was there and we like got robbed. Like, someone.
Did you ever confront a shoplifter?
Nah.
Or was it ever like we got robbed? Oh my god! I don't know where all these women's skirts are. I don't know where they went. So you never stole anything. Only others. And by do you mean non-white?
I believe one time I didn't see. Okay, well, no. So both.
Okay. Okay. Tony Hawk ever come in the store?
No, but when I worked at Urban Outfitters, he did.
Ooh. Yeah. How was that?
It was good. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really say anything, but I was just like, I remember he was looking at like the Polaroid stuff and I was like rearranging. I was like, let me know if you guys need anything. And yeah, he didn't need
anything. That's pretty cool. But. I just knew you live in San Diego.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So in fact, you taught gymnastics.
Yes.
Where, like little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you just taught them, like do somersaults?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you do gymnastics?
Not really. I did cheer. And then one of my cheer coaches worked at the YMCA gymnastics and she said that I should work there. And I was like, I don't really know how to do gymnastics, but I mean, that was one of the first, because I knew like some of the floor, like I knew like a somersault and stuff like that, but like the bar stuff, like, and even like what they called the stuff on the beam or like the vault, like I literally just had to figure it out.
Crazy. What do you think of Sean Johnson?
I don't know who that is.
Gymnast?
Okay.
Okay.
That was a coach.
No, she's a gym. She had like this big like thunder thighs. Everyone loved her.
Oh,
she's fun. What do you think of Thunder Thighs?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Saquon Barkley?
I don't know who that is.
How about Jaxon Smith and Jigba?
I don't know who that is.
How about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
No.
You don't like him?
I don't know who that is.
He's Greek?
Yeah, he's Greek. You don't like Greek yet, guys.
Are these all gymnasts?
Yes.
I don't really. I know female. I know like Simone.
You don't know
Biles.
Sean Johnson.
No.
Female.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Look at you. So, I'm just trying to figure out what you care about and what you're into.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anything sports related? No idea.
My house growing up, we didn't have like channels.
What?
So, yeah.
No channels?
Yeah, we didn't have like channels. Like
no TV.
We had a TV.
But no cable.
Just Netflix.
Yeah, just Netflix, basically. Yeah.
What did you watch as a family?
As a family? What stage of life?
Just, like, you know, what pops to mind first? When you're in middle school, what are you guys watching?
This might have been a little before middle school, but we were like a Disney Channel, like my sisters and
No way.
We were down with the like.
Hannah Montana?
Oh, heck yeah. For sure.
Heck yeah, dude. Favorite character in Hannah Montana?
Probably Hannah Montana.
Okay, well.
That's a good choice.
Have you seen the show?
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to pick Mitchell Musso?
No.
No?
Yeah.
You don't like the helmet haircut? Okay.
I think I did at the time, actually, but
yeah. Who do you find attractive to you now in the new like Disney Channel shows? Which child actor do you find most attractive?
I don't even know what the new Disney Channel shows are, but I know like the only one I know about is High School Musical, the musical and the series.
They have a TV series?
Yeah, it's High School Musical, the series. And that was the show Olivia Rodrigo is on. I'm a big Olivia Rodrigo fan.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm a little sour about that.
Haha.
Get that? Get it?
Okay.
Have I cried listening to Olivia Rodrigo? Oh, yes. Yeah, I have.
As we all.
Is she Paramore? Yeah. And is Paramore better? Yes. That's how I feel about her.
Okay.
Because that one song, Misery Bit, I mean, whatever her song, big song is Misery Business.
Yeah.
So there it goes. But the gayest this podcast ever got. So let's ask the next question.
I don't know any of these songs.
I know. Yeah.
So you never stole company property, ever committed time theft?
Not really.
What's the closest you've come?
So like this is not like a cool story really, but basically just at my internship this past summer, I had like a big four accounting firm internship.
Oh wow. What's the big four?
Yeah.
Michigan, Ohio State.
No.
Alabama, Georgia?
No.
No.
Big four accounting firm.
Oh yeah.
So like KPMG, Deloitte, EY,
ooh.
PwC.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
wow.
Yeah.
So what did you do? But you don't get paid.
No, you do get paid.
You do get paid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And so, just one time they, on like our last day, they wanted us to have lunch with people. And then they were like, yeah, we don't want to all go to the LA office. So you come down here to I forgot what the other office was called, but to the other office. And then I was like, okay, but then are we going to have to drive all the way back so that we like are at work for 5 hours? And they were like, no, it's fine. You can just clock in 8 hours for the day and just leave. And so I was like,
why didn't you go on that date with Jimmy?
I had a feeling you were going to ask about
this. Just listening to you, both of you. I'm just playing back both of you guys' like responses. And I'm like, it's about the same intensity. And I'm about just as interested. Because I'm like, I'm just keep waiting for the exciting moment to happen.
Well, when Jimmy was on, you were like, stop trying to make it interesting. We'll make it interesting. And so.
Well, he couldn't make it interesting.
Okay.
You know, it just like, oh, I mean, it just, his life is, there's nothing going on. He wears the same outfit every day.
Okay.
He has the same sweater. At least I've seen you have different clothes.
Yeah, I've never seen this vest before.
That's a plus.
Thank you.
She also likes Kanye.
You do like Kanye.
I don't think Jimmy likes Kanye.
No, Jimmy doesn't. I don't think he listens to music in the car. So that's
good. He does other things in the car.
Absolutely does. Yeah.
Whoa.
And what is he listening to? Not Kanye. I don't know.
Not the Holy Spirit.
There we go. Wait, what do you feel? So you believe in God. How's that going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're from California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pro gay rights, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pro church, right?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Good question. So it was kind of weird growing up in California because I remember like when Prop 8, like when California, they had the big thing on like say yes on Prop 8. Mm-hmm. And I was like 8 when that happened, but I still remember. And I remember being really confused because the church was like, oh, you should tell people to vote yes for this thing because mm-hmm. it could cause problems for the church if the gays get married. Yeah, exactly. And I remember being like, well, asking my mom about it and being like, this doesn't really make sense to me because like, don't we believe in like freedom of religion? Like, why are we? And I don't know what answer my mom gave me, but it didn't really satisfy me. And so, you know, before I came to Utah, actually, I was like, oh, well, yeah, no, I think it's important that, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, but I still love the gays, you know.
There we go.
And I think like deep down, I just had this cognitive dissonance about, because, you know, it didn't really mesh well.
in my mind. But then I came to Utah and I had this teacher and at BYU actually, and someone was like, well, I think there could, someone said something to the effect of, yeah, I think there could be like, you know, problems if we legalize gay marriage and blah, blah, blah. And the teacher's like, okay, but really, like, gay marriage has been legal. Has anything actually happened? And I was like, no, that's a good point. So anyway,
COVID.
So before you were anti-gay marriage, but pro-gay people, and now you're
now
which is crazy.
Flopped.
No, it's crazy. I've been pro-gay marriage, but I hate gay people. It's a weird dichotomy.
Yeah. So no, you're just a fence sitter. You don't know what you want.
I am pro like gay marriage, Israel. Gay rights. Not pro Israel.
Not pro Israel. Palestine.
I mean, I think there's victims on both sides, but I think there are more victims on the Palestinian side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would say one side whines more, right?
Whines, like complains?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One side had a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The Chiefs?
The other didn't.
So long-winded answer, but you're like, yeah. I like gay people, like the church.
Here yeah.
There you go. That's fun. Yeah. That's a fun answer. Anyways, so do you enjoy, like, is it a problem when you go to work and you realize not everyone you work with is the same race? Is that an issue? Or actually, sorry, which race of people that you work with is the worst to work with?
White people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of white person?
Specific kind of white people?
White people who are from Utah and like grew up in Utah and have never really experienced anything outside of Utah.
Mm. Ooh, so Quinn.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I'm the worst.
He's been outside of Utah.
No, just here. I only can shop at Macy's.
Okay.
Yeah. So favorite grocery store in Utah?
Walmart.
Walmart?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
God. You're from Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Walmart?
Harmon's
would be the worst. That's the craziest thing you've said so
Macy's
far.
Macy's like the bare minimum.
I thought you
Harmon's
were like this,
is like the
you present as this like, you know, like fancy little girl. You know, you have like a great. You follow all the right Instagram accounts. You shop at Walmart.
That's the thing, man. People put me in a box.
Yeah, what's that box?
The box is like I look like I shop at like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. Like a guy like you would see me as that, but it's like. Yeah. I got bills.
Trader Joe's is affordable as well.
It's I mean, it's not as bad as Whole Foods, but I do actually like Trader Joe's as well. But my go-to like consistently is Walmart, like the Supercenter.
The Super, so the one in Orem.
Yeah.
Not the
neighborhood market.
They don't have enough stuff there.
Thank God at all. Yeah, you need to get a drill and walnuts and gun ammo. Is that what you're looking for? Because that's what that one offered. The other one has the groceries. So you need all the other accoutrement. Okay.
Exactly.
So you like Walmart. Okay, sweet. Good to know. Awesome.
At least she's like not lying when she says she
is true.
Like
no.
White people. That's where non-white people hang out is Walmart.
That is, yeah. They're definitely at the Supercenter. And it was the most fun.
It's really
funny. Those fun whites are definitely going to Walmart.
My mother-in-law is like openly racist. Like she says the N-word in public.
Oh.
And her
favorite. She's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, in Philly. And her favorite place to shop is Walmart in Philly, which is where all the black people
that's
are. And I'm like, why do you go to the one place that doesn't make sense?
So you've had, do you have a job currently?
Yes, I am a research assistant.
Ooh, where?
Research assistant.
What kind of research?
BYU, accounting research.
Ooh, what does that even mean? Like, what are you researching?
This is where the podcast will get boring.
Just give us a fast answer.
Yeah, quick answer.
You don't have to give us the whole story.
I am currently researching how mental health interventions could affect audit outcomes. So essentially how the mental health of like accounting professionals could affect
money.
Results. Yeah.
Okay. And So is it looking positive? Like people having mental health breaks, is that like it's bad for business or?
I think it's good
I mean, yeah. Better mental health generally yields better results.
No way, dude.
I know.
No way. Okay. Well, that's sweet. Have you taken a mental health break from that?
Not enough, but okay. But if probably.
You,
I mean,
if you're like Adderall runs out, are you like, oh, I, this test this week is going to be rough?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you do when you don't have any Adderall? What's your alternative?
I eat a lot.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's a nice, it's a suppressant. So.
What do you eat?
Like apples. I.
Oh my God.
Wait, when you're off Adderall, you eat apples?
When you're getting crazy, you're like, oh, man, I had a whole apple today.
Apples? No. Well, I actually eat apples every day, but like apples are supposed to like be a natural, like give you energy thing. So, you know, maybe I'll eat two in a day when I don't have Adderall. Slow down
there. What kind of cereal do you eat?
I love cereal. So right now I am on my like Honey Bunches of Oats with the little strawberries in them.
Okay.
And I also get Puffins. It's kind of a fancier cereal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have heard
you
of it.
You get it at Walmart?
So this one, I think they sell it at Walmart, but it's also at Smith's and Trader Joe's. It's like a peanut butter and it's like crunchy. Yeah.
Okay. So once again with Walmart, what's bringing you there? What do you so appreciate about Walmart?
Just everything is cheaper there than everywhere else. Yeah.
Have you been to Winco?
They don't have a Winco here.
They do.
It's in Orem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Down the street.
Huh.
Yeah. It's way cheaper
also,
than Walmart.
You get a Smith's card, you can get things pretty inexpensive.
I don't.
They got a lot of deals at Smith's.
You don't have to deal with the gross pores at Walmart.
Think about the gas money you're using to get to Walmart, and then subtract some of that. You're going to get a little bit. You're probably balancing out just going to Smith's. It's right there.
Is there Smith's?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's Smith's.
I get pretty good gas mileage.
Hey, what do you drive?
Toyota Corolla.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I asked you this on stage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how, yeah. Okay. That's not bad. Okay. All right. Well, what's your favorite job you've had?
Accounting teacher, probably.
Yeah.
I used to teach at BYU, and that's probably been the best.
Okay.
So we talked about Kanye West. Team Kanye or Team Taylor?
Come on, be fun.
I think Team Taylor would be more fun at this point.
Well, I mean, not, I mean,
like, yeah, at you, what point
you
in pres- time?
You present Taylor, but if you're like Kanye,
at this current
that's-
point in time.
At this, I mean, I can't be Team Kanye at this current point. At this point in time, Team Taylor.
Did you hear that he tried to get a suite next to her at the Super Bowl?
Really?
And she got him kicked out?
That's so funny.
Okay, but when you said I can't be Team Kanye, it sounds like you want to be, but you're worried about what other people think about you.
Okay, the thing is,
so after
you want to be
after
Kanye.
October 7th, where you're like, I kind of get where Kanye is coming from.
I don't know what happened October 7th.
A cool little thing. It's when the war in Gaza started.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dang.
You kind of switched back to being on the right side, right? Because you're pro-Palestine. So he's kind of back.
Yeah, so Kanye was right. He's like, these Jews are out of control.
Yeah, the number one song in Israel right now is calling for the death of all Palestinians. So he's kind of moving his way back. Taylor hasn't taken a stance.
Yeah.
This is true.
Maybe Kanye knew something we didn't know.
He did.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Wow. Much to
the
think
Red
about.
Red Octobers, that's a shoe. it's literally a shoe. Yeah, so Team Kanye, Team Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of like who I listen to more, like music-wise, definitely Kanye.
Hell yeah. I don't know what to think about when you walked in, but I was like, that's great. I appreciate that. That's a fun answer. And okay, so who do you think is a better singer? Adele or Michael McDonald?
I don't know who the second person
is. Damn it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I thought it'd be fun. Let's just move on to the next question.
You ever lie on a resume?
I wish I could say I had. Oh, okay. The closest thing I put on my resumes currently is I write semi-professional stand-up comedian. Because I have been
paid
before.
Yeah.
Hey, I looked up the definition of semi-professional, and it says someone who gets paid for something, but not enough to make it their full-time
That means job. Oz is also a semi. No,
I mean,
that means
me and Oz.
No, I mean, it means we all fucking are. But it's like, I don't put in my there. I know some people that the moment they did an open mic, they changed their bio on their social media to comedian. And I was like, sweet. I love that. I didn't even tell anyone I did stand up for a year.
Yeah.
So
no,
did you do it in front of an audience or just like in your room?
No, it was just in Fortnite.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
There's a comedian who doesn't do any open mics at all, and their bio says comedian. They're like, I don't do open mics, I just do shows. I'm like, that's not how that works.
I do like that. They're like, nah, I'm just down. Why do I go to that? I'll do it once a year.
Anyways. Do they get on shows?
Yeah.
Well,
we're not gonna. Yeah.
I mean, tell me after.
Even then, it's like, yeah, whatever. So cool. So you said you're a comedian on a resume. Did it help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all my like college interviews, like they all asked about it.
Mm-hmm. Did they say, do it, make us laugh?
Sometimes, honestly, normally not in like a professional setting, but like anywhere else, everyone's always like, what's your best joke?
So would I have a better chance of landing a job if I put comedian on my resume?
Yep.
And then I link this podcast.
Not if you link the podcast.
No, actually, you don't know. Semi-pro podcaster?
Yeah, semi-pro podcaster.
True.
He is implying to become, what is it, a guard?
A corrections officer.
Yeah, just say you're a comedian and they'll be like, oh, hired. Oh my God.
Dude, PT test next week.
Have you ever?
I ran a mile yesterday.
That was
tough.
What was your time?
9:13.
Oh wow. Well, I thought it would be over 10. It's not bad. At a job, you ever like get like flip out at someone you work with, like a customer or anything like that? Ever been like pissy? Like got in a fight?
Yeah, like most of this happened. I feel like when I worked in retail, people would get super annoying. Most of the time, they were the problem.
Oh, sure.
I like that.
Part of the problem.
The customer is always wrong, is what I've always said.
Have any examples? Anything?
Yeah, I don't know. This one time, this woman... Well, actually, okay. The one I can remember most clearly was like this girl asked me to put her... Like, this was at Urban Outfitters, and this girl asked me to put her stuff, like, by the dressing rooms to hold the dressing room for her. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I go back there, but, like, for some reason, I couldn't get back there, so I asked the girls working the dressing room. I was like, hey, can you put this on hold for a customer? She's going to be back here in a little bit. And they said, okay. But it was really busy and whatever. Long story short, when she went back there, the clothes like were gone. And I asked the girls, I was like, hey, what happened to her clothes? And they were like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, this is why you can't trust anyone to do anything, but whatever. And this girl was like, where are my clothes? And I was like, I'm sorry. Like they got put back, you know, I can help you find them, whatever. And she was just like, well, you helped like the other girl who like put her clothes on hold and she was white. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. If anything, I'm racist against the white people, you know, we've discussed. And so I was like, what? What are you talking about? And that was weird.
Okay. So follow up question. So why haven't you and Jimmy gone on a date?
That is like...
Just wondering. Tell me what's so cute about him.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Also, wait, I want to know what he told you. Like, why do you know about this? Like,
oh, I know everything. I know everything goes on the comedy scene, dude. He told me about it because he felt...
Dude, this is all new to me.
You didn't know that?
No, I'm like...
They were going to go on a date.
Yeah. Dude, I wish I knew that before this podcast. I would have written way more fun questions about it.
It's a very fun moment. It made me laugh very hard. And I thought it was like a match made in heaven.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
and then Jimmy, I don't know what happened with Jimmy. But obviously, I mean, he listened to the Jimmy podcast.
She didn't want to be in a car alone with Jimmy.
Yeah, you know what would happen in there. You didn't want to listen to him talk about why he doesn't have a job. It's yeah, you know. So I understand. But I don't know why he said no. Or backed out, but I don't know. Like, he's not the most confident guy. So maybe, I don't know.
He didn't tell you what happened?
No. Tell us.
Do you want to know? So you know, yeah, how he put on a show?
Yeah.
So he asked me, he was asking me about like advertising stuff for Humor You, because he knows I do that. And I was telling him, you know, just the stuff. And then he was like, he knows what happened, so it's fine. But
yeah.
Do a lot of people listen to this?
This is usually, we ask this question to everybody.
Yeah. You ask, why didn't you go out with Jimmy, yes, to everyone? Okay. Yeah. So this is just a standard.
Yeah,
it comes up a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Clayton, you missed it. That was before the podcast started. We forgot to hit record.
Yeah, Clayton and Jimmy actually slept together.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Clayton's hot? Or do you just listen to it?
I just listened to it. Okay,
probably good. Anyways, that's cool. Dating anyone right now?
No.
No? When was the last time you were dating someone?
Like the last time I had a boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Like over 2 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? Why'd that not work out?
He was very... He wasn't very good at communicating, and I was fine with that. But he was like always very anxious around, like he just started getting anxious all the time. And I was like, hey, that's cool. You know, I can work with you through all your stuff, whatever. I think you should go to therapy, whatever. And then he didn't want to go. And then I was just like, I feel like you're not happy. And he's like, yeah, I'm not happy. And I was like, okay, so do you think we should break up? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, if it were up to me, I would keep doing this. Like, I still like, you know, think we can make this work. He's just like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, it sounds like you're not happy, so let's break up. And so we broke up.
Yeah, this is a real like BYU question, but is he married now?
No, he is not.
Mm. You know what? Because like, yeah, you know, I'm not, I grew up in the church, but I'm not in the church anymore. But the thing I still kind of like to hold on to is like things happen for a reason, you know, because I think it's fun, you know. It's fun when things are going right or something happens like, oh, yeah, that was good inspiration. It's not as fun to think about when you're like, why did that kid die? You're like, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But like, why did that happen? What was the reason for that? You're like, don't worry about it. But anyways, all I'm thinking is like, it's been 2 years, you know, you're out here, you're doing all your shit. You're going to get a PhD and Jimmy's single.
He's a very nice guy,
mm-hmm,
but I am very offended each time you say that we are a match for each other.
Why?
Because I know you don't like him.
I love Jimmy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like Jimmy.
I'm genuinely friends with Jimmy.
We wouldn't hire him on.
Yeah, no, I love to fuck around with him, but I'm genuinely friends with Jimmy.
Okay.
Like on the podcast, I'm like, I'm fucking around with him on the podcast because I'm friends with him. And
but the fact that when I start answering a question and you're like, you and Jimmy are perfect for each other, mm-hmm, and I know that I am being uninteresting and boring and unentertaining, which was your same beef with Jimmy, mm-hmm, then I'm like, wow, I am a terrible person. Why am I not a terrible person, a terrible comedian, a terrible entertainer, a terrible performer?
Those things aren't.
Also,
the thing is also the vibe. Like we've had people on this podcast who passed with flying colors, who bomb at every open mic. So yes, they're not one and the same.
No. Also, your first, it's really your first podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Same with Jimmy. Podcasts are different. You know, it's a different animal. Different animal. And all I'm, and what I'm doing, I'm just, it's a joke. You know, I'm making a joke. You guys should be together just because it's, you know, you guys could then do your own podcast. And then I would listen to that.
Should we be together?
Wait, that would be a very
a
fun.
You should do a podcast.
I would
listen to that podcast. Guest host, Oz.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and here's the thing. You have to remember, Oz is married. And
do have to keep that in mind.
Because if he made it work with a girl who doesn't love him, you can make it work by not loving Jimmy. You know, Like, it's all, it like, there's things happen for a reason.
Okay.
Which was the, which was all I really was trying to get at, you know?
Solid like, advice. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. Where'd you get that shirt?
ASOS.
ASOS. Mm-hmm. I shop there.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Dude, I don't know what ASOS is.
Yeah, that's where you got this. Yeah. What do you think of his outfits?
Whose outfits?
His. Because I think they're pretty bad. And he'll like put on an outfit with four different colors, and he's like, I think I look good. And we'll be like, yeah, I'm like, this doesn't look good. There's at least I'm wearing clothes.
At least there's consistency today.
Consistent.
With the colors.
I mean, it's not.
It's all.
It's not. This is not as bad because, yeah, it's not as like, yeah. It's not green, no, red, like, blue, yeah, yeah, purple.
I've done that.
Yeah. So are you attracted to, okay, sorry. Don't worry. We're not going to get into that. So with work and jobs, what's like your ideal like boss? What's your ideal? What are you looking for in a boss? And by that, I mean like race.
I would love to work for
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. I would love to work for a woman and a hot woman.
And we all would. That's
right.
Everyone wants to work for a hot girl.
So yeah, Margot Robbie, I think, Margot would be Robbie. A great boss.
Okay. Thoughts of Margaret Thatcher?
I don't know that much about her, but I think she's kind of slay. Every once in a while, I'll hear a quote.
Falkland from Wars?
Yeah, Falkland Wars.
Hell yeah. It's pretty sick. IRA shit. Pretty cool. Anyway.
Did she help the IRA?
She like funneled money to the IRA.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She like fueled that fire. Pretty sick.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, the IRA are the last people in human history to have actually tarred and feathered people. Oh. So that's fun.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude, tarred and feathering, why would you bring that
back? Why did we stop doing that?
Bring that back, dude. Because, like, you know, I struggle with faith, but if, like, Joseph Smith appeared to me tarred and feathered and was like, put all your money on red and at the casino, I'd be like, I could not do that. Yeah, it would be with such conviction. Anyways, I don't really want to talk about religion. I really want to talk to you about Walmart because that's where my step brother in law works.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know where the headquarters are?
Yes, it is somewhere in the south, and I forgot. It's somewhere kind of random.
Yes, it is.
I forgot where it is.
Bentonville, Arkansas.
There it is. Yeah.
Bentonville. Yeah. It's a cool place. That's actually apparently very cute. Very shocking.
It's like, all right.
My sister lives there, you know, and she's like, they have farmers markets. And at the farmers market, you know, like, oh, it's a farmers market. And it's like, well, who's there? It's like Kroger. And like all these big brands are at the farmer's market. There's no local like people like sellers of product. It's like Hostess. So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's a conspiracy theory that you believe in that most people might find a little out there?
Yes. Thank you, Drew.
I don't know of any that I fully believe in, but one that I like to say I believe in a lot is about the moon landing being fake. Just because people get really mad about it, and it's like, well, you don't really, like, you weren't there, you know? Like, you don't...
Yeah, you weren't, neither were you.
Yeah, exactly.
So jury's out.
Why has no one gone back to the moon since then?
Because they never went there in the first place.
Boom.
And we never were there. So you don't believe we went there?
Correct. Sure. Oh,
I like
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good one.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
All right. You get, by the way, you're already doing better. You're doing way better than Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy was like, I believe.
Thank you. That was my fun goal.
I think
goal.
Jimmy was like, I don't think I've ever believed in a conspiracy. And then he was like, wait, I believe in like the conspiracy that like, our food is bad for us. And we're like, that's a conspiracy.
I mean, yeah, I know. He's like, sometimes if you eat McDonald's, it's not good. Like, it was funny, but also with Jimmy, like, you're Mormon and go to BYU. Jimmy's more Mormon than you, and he left the church when he was 15. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, no,
he's like one of those Mormon guys I've ever met. And so that's.
Yeah,
that's,
that also surprised me. Like,
yeah, I was blown away by that. And he's like, I won't drink. And I'm like, not even like to try it. And he's like, nah, I'll get addicted. I know it. And I'm like, is there addiction in your family? And he's like, yeah, you know, yeah, there is. He's like, some people in my family have eating disorders. And I was like, it's not the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
The same thing. But anyways, so you're doing better. Okay. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Okay. Hottest accounting professor.
Someone popped in my brain immediately, but I cannot say.
But like with accounting professors, is it like a high bar or is it just like this one's passable?
No. There's this a baddie. Man, yeah. And even like some of the female professors are good too. Like,
do you lean both ways?
As Adam Broud introduced the term to me, I am hetero flexible.
I think they just call that bisexual.
Yeah.
Or actually, no. You're Portland bisexual, which means you just date men.
Yeah. Yeah. There like I like both, but I just date men.
So you can appreciate someone like someone from being hot, but it doesn't mean you want to, you know, like lick their pussy. But so there's a guy, there's a professor you find hot. Is it just like the way he like cracks open an Excel spreadsheet and you're like, oh my God, dude.
He's way beyond Excel spreadsheets. Hold on, slow down. Like,
what's he doing?
Like Python coding. He's
whipping out the Python?
Yeah, he's like advanced data analytics.
Does he give you a C++?
I don't know what you're asking.
Oh my God,
dude.
Yeah, you're right. You're not. Jimmy, fuck Jimmy, dude. You're not in love with him at all. Is Professor Mary? Have you ever been with a guy or a person and they were in a relationship? Like, you've ever been like the person being cheated with?
No.
Oh,
absolutely. Oh my gosh.
That professor.
Yeah, there are so many attractive people.
You don't need those kids.
This podcast got so much more entertaining. No,
this is now we're podcasting. Oh my God.
Definitely thought about
it. Holy shit, dude.
But yeah.
Okay, so he's just a whiz with fucking Python
and SQL. And
because he's a great is he a great orator?
Yeah.
Great speaker.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What does he kind of sound like? He's like, hey, so what's up, guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say his name, but like, who's a celebrity whose voice sounds like his?
I can't think of any celebrities.
Paul Giamatti.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I don't know.
Okay. Is any like movie?
Okay. Maybe like Colin Jost is like,
oh, okay.
That's kind of the vibe.
Okay. Okay, so in the closet.
Perhaps.
No, but that's okay. That's also what's fun about BYU and why I love BYU, by the way. Don't ever get that twist. I love BYU.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Provo. I tried not liking BYU and I was like, I can't do it. I love it.
Did you go there?
No, my wife went there.
Okay.
But I love, I grew up like a mile away from it.
Okay.
But, you know, go Cougs. But what's fun about BYU is there's just so many closeted gay men. And it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And there are some of your professors.
I believe it.
So, but with this guy, like, what else? Yeah, so he sounds like Colin Jost. Is there anything, like, what's special about what he does in class?
This is why I have this cognitive dissonance, because he always talks about like his family and like the stuff, the stuff he does with his kids and stuff. Like he's always like, oh, I took my kids to like the game and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, like he's just so wholesome, you know?
Oh, he's clear hole, dude. Oh my God. He's so wholesome. God, man, the weight.
I will say, my wife goes to BYU and she's like, none of the guys here are like wholesome. Like
the thing, which the is actual like, students are not.
I went,
like, the professors are.
So I went to BYU Idaho, big difference. But in 2011, and a lot of my friends went to Provo, and culturally, it is so different now.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Yeah, BYU Idaho is like, I still want to be on a mission. And then, you know, BYU's a little more secular. In those comparisons.
Well, no, but I'm saying like the difference between now and then, like Provo, BYU even here 12 years ago versus now. Mm-hmm. Like Amanda, like, will tell me things that guys in her like groups are saying. I'm like, holy shit. I was like, you never would have heard that. Yeah.
Shout out to them. But okay. So he just talks about his family and you're like, God, that's wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting more fun. Getting more fun. How about your bishop?
What about
hot,
him?
Hot? Hot or not?
No.
No. Okay. Good. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's it gets, I don't know. It's always, I always had fun talking to the bishop about, you know, sexual stuff, because I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
Jacking off. And then when I was like 16, I was like, wait, all the other priests are talking to him. I was like, oh, I'm not alone. And that was, it was a good moment. And also, always be a little careful with the sacrament bread, because
okay.
there were just moments where I'd be like, I don't think I washed my hands. That's just, it's not like a, this was when I was like 15 though. So don't worry about it. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. But anyways, let's move on to the next question, because we have a really great question up next.
Yeah. Typically, besides what's going on in the war over there, team Jews or team Muslims? What would you rather have living in your neighborhood in Provo?
I was friends with like both. The good thing about Jews is, well, I guess I'm not 13 anymore, but I did like going to the bat mitzvahs. They party pretty hard. But then Muslims are fun too.
Have you met one?
Yeah. Yeah. I had friends growing up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you think that this wouldn't be happening if Christianity was down in Gaza?
Like the war wouldn't be happening?
Yeah.
If Christianity, I honestly don't know a ton about like the world. I know a ton about like numbers and accounting. I don't favorite know number. That much.
Favorite number?
I like the number 9.
I thought we were going to say 6 million.
Okay. That was my next guess or my next favorite, but 9 is my favorite.
Okay. 9's a good. You know what? I think I would see personalities in numbers when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Because I would like a, I thought that like, they had relationships with each other, and I thought
they do.
I thought that like 7 wanted to fuck 9, but 9 was like no, and then 8 wanted to fuck 7, and then 7 was like no, and I don't know why. I just always saw that, and then I never did good on math tests.
Yeah,
because that's what I was just thinking about.
So you're just
thinking about
that 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan. So in the accounting world. It's like, is there any like controversies, you know, like, you know, like, is there big drama or like beefs between like different ideas behind like, we got to do this, you know, this kind of accounting is the right one. And then someone's like, no, you're a fucking idiot. It's this kind actually.
Yeah.
Is it because like everything has that, but with accounting, it sounds so like, it just seems so like, no, you just count it, you just do this, and it seems on the surface like it's very boring.
No, like I think the big one right now is like with ESG type of stuff. Like they're talking about one of the most heated I ever got was like in one of my classes. They were talking about, because you know there's this big debate about how much disclosures there needs to be in the accounting statements. And a lot of accountants are very like conservative, like old people or old thinking people, and are like, no, businesses are just supposed to make money. Like, rah, rah, rah. But other people are like, well, hey, you know, they're not going to make money if the earth is burnt to a crisp. Mm. And so, you know, that's kind of one of the heated debates right now. Okay. And also like DEI stuff within that is also heated.
All right. Pretty big battles going on there.
That's intense. God.
No.
I mean. Yeah. So were you mad when Harvard was like, we have to let Asians in now?
No, I know it wasn't. I think it was more Harvard being like, I think we need to let more white people in because it was just Asian because they're so good.
No, Asians were getting in less than.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they overcorrect?
Yeah. There were so many, like, the top tier applicants were all Asians,
mm-hmm.
but they needed, like, they were trying to distribute everything equally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, your likelihood of getting in if you were black was so much higher than if you were Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were Asian and had, like, a 4.0. And whatever.
Well, they'll have like a 5.0. Like they'll have yeah. everything's correct. Everything's perfect.
Like, yeah, if you had like a 4.0 and like a perfect SAT score, you still had like a 3% chance to get in if you're Asian and mm-hmm. like a 24% chance if you're black. So it was like crazy when you looked at the numbers. But now they're not doing that anymore. So now there's just going to be Asians everywhere.
Dude, I mean, thoughts?
I'm a fan. I'm actually what I'm going to after this is a dance practice for like an Asian cultural celebration. So
can I come?
If you want,
because I want to learn some Asian dances. Like what kind?
Well,
what culture?
So we've actually. So this is just a general. It's like a hip hop crew.
K-pop?
No, it's hip hop.
Asian hip hop. Like Jay Chou.
Yes, I don't know all the names.
Do Gangnam Style.
Yes, that's actually what we just perfect the
You guys don't talk shit on Gangnam Style. I love Gangnam Style. I watched it when it first came out. I watched it first time I saw it. I watched it 5 times in a row.
Dude,
I was like, this is incredible.
I was on my mission when it came out and we went to a member's house for like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And they played it like 40 times in a row, like over and over. And I was like, what is this song? I don't even know. And I did my mission in Guatemala. So I was like, I don't even know, because I couldn't even speak Spanish yet. So I was like, what language is this in?
Yeah, dude, that's a cultural reset, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So it's Asian hip hop. You don't know what kind.
I don't know, like.
Or it's just hip hop in general, but it's an Asian cultural dance.
So it's an Asian cultural celebration. So they have other more traditional, like, so they do have some K-pop dancers and they do have some like more traditional Asian.
Doing any like, what's that one? Kabuki? Japanese? Like,
that's theater, right?
Yeah, but like they can still dress up in the outfits.
I don't think anyone's doing that, but okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But they have like this one, I forgot, like Tinikling or something. It's a Filipino dance mm-hmm. where they have like sticks and they bang them together. Okay. Anyway, but we're just doing hip hop to like Asian artists.
Okay.
And
what's your favorite Asian artist?
That's the thing. I don't listen to a lot of
okay.
Like K-pop or Asian. Like
you earlier, you were saying like your worst, the race you hated to work with was white, but you just sound so white. Right now, because you're like, I don't listen to Asian music. I don't know what else is going on in the world. I'm just living in a fucking. Honestly, you just sound American.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. I do know what's going on in the world, but I feel like with the Gaza thing, like I only know like what's going on in like certain pockets. Like I feel like with the Gaza,
what pockets?
Like
what do you
accounting?
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's like in the accounting of the world.
Yeah, no, I mean...
What's the county like in Singapore?
It's pretty similar. One of the top experimental... I was actually thinking of applying to a PhD program in Singapore, Nanyang Technological Institute.
Okay, that was good. Hey, good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. You got me there.
What's your favorite brand of bottled water?
I don't drink bottled water.
Ooh, microplastics, they're bad.
Yeah, and it's just not sustainable. And
Also,
what about liquid death?
I've never tried it.
It's just water in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had like, or no, it wasn't that, but like.
White Claw?
No, it was something like that. It looked like beer, but it was not
liquid
beer.
Death.
It
liquid
was
death.
Just, maybe that. Maybe that's
it's
what
an, it's
was.
An aluminum can.
Yeah. It looked like they handed it to me. I got it. It's like a souvenir. When I went to Lollapalooza, because I went to Lollapalooza.
In Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was probably what it was. It might not have been that exact brand, but something like that.
Okay, so you got water at Lollapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
Or who'd you see at Lollapalooza?
Billie Eilish.
Okay.
And Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
And Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jesse mm-hmm. Reyes, if you.
No, this is a pretty cool artist. I really want to see Kendrick. Fuck.
You like Billie Eilish?
Cool.
Yeah, I usually gain a better appreciation for an artist after I see them live. So, mm-hmm. you know, I hadn't listened to a lot of her earlier stuff in a while, but once I saw her at Lollapalooza.
Her earlier stuff was like, she gave off the vibe of like someone who was sex trafficked for years.
No, so fun.
Yeah.
Which
makes her a better artist.
No, but yeah, that's fun. So you've been to music. You want to go to more music festivals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You should come with me. I was just at one.
Where did you go?
LA. Went to Skyline. Big rave. Downtown LA. Party. Bought ecstasy off a dude in the crowd.
That sounds like my scene exactly.
Oh, yeah. So you seem into it. I did roll the dice on this, and he was like, that's what I'm on right now. And I'm like, well, you're not dead, so I'll take it. And yeah.
Best. How much was it?
I bought three, and they were like $60 for three.
Okay.
So it's cheap to get fucked up when you're doing that. You should try. Ever thought, what drug would you want to do the most? And have you done any drugs outside of prescription?
I have drank alcohol, and I have tried.
Dude, you are so much more wild than fucking Jimmy. Oh, are you? Well, you were worried about that? You're so much more wild. You've drank alcohol.
Yeah, no, that did surprise me. I was like, what's the point of leaving the church if you're not even going to?
I'm like, you're not even like, try it.
Yeah.
Like, just like have a sip. See if. Okay, what did you drink?
I honestly don't remember. I just drank like whatever people.
Wait. Yeah, hold on.
I was like 16.
Party?
Yeah.
Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Peer pressure? Or you were just curious?
Kind of both. I mean, yes. I feel like when I was.
Knew it.
When I was depressed, well, I mean, I'm still depressed kind of, but like when I was super depressed, I was just kind of like, I mean, my whole life I've like lived by the rules, whatever. So I just, you know, and it hasn't worked for me, obviously. So I just want to try something else to see if that works better. So yeah.
Okay. Then you went on a mission.
Then I went on a mission.
Did you get like drunk though, or you just tried it? You just had a sip.
I drank a little. I definitely.
Yeah. I could tell by her.
No. Yeah.
She had to like think about it.
Or you just don't want to say yes, but I'm just trying. Oh, okay. You smoke weed.
I tried to, but I don't think it actually worked.
I think usually the first time a lot of people say it doesn't work, it's okay. I don't like weed. I get panic attacks.
Yeah.
You ever had a panic attack?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think
so. You would know because you're like, oh, this is the worst experience of my whole life.
Like, I've definitely had like a mental breakdown or like hyperventilating and stuff, but like.
Sounds like a panic attack.
It's similar, but it's like panic attacks typically, it's like either you feel like you're dying or you feel like you're going crazy, but you're not. But yeah. Like, it's like you go full tunnel vision and it's like, it's noticeably like the worst thing you've ever felt.
Yeah, no, that normal. Yeah, normally what I'm talking about is just more like a depression attack. Like,
yeah, less, just no, just super sad. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What drug would you want to try the most?
Probably ecstasy.
The right answer.
Yeah.
That's the best answer.
I think DMT is the best one.
No, it's not.
No.
No, not. Dude. DMT is.
You have zero curiosity.
Yes.
You don't want to know what's out there.
No.
You don't want to know if the elves are real.
But think about people that like, do it, and then like, it's a lot of people that have done DMT that don't have great lives.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to make your life better.
No, I just don't care.
There's something weird that everybody sees the same creatures when they're on it.
I just don't need that. I don't need to like see the end of time. You want to
know what lives amongst us?
I don't want to know that. It's like, you ever heard of like sleep paralysis?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like when people start seeing figures at the end of the bed.
Yeah,
it's like, is that what you want to? It's like, do you want to see another version of that?
Dude, also, I will say when I was on my mission, there was a missionary who got sleep paralysis, but I had never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
And he had never heard of it before.
Oh,
and so I was like, oh, you had demonic possession. That's what.
You were masturbating. That's why it's happening.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, that same guy who got sleep paralysis, fun story. His companion like had a letter that said it was titled like for my bishop.
That's and awesome.
He was like, okay, I need to know this about. So when he did splits and his companion was gone, him and the missionary he was with, they took his letter and they put it under steam so they could unseal it. And Whoa. They read it. And he had this confession letter about how before his mission, he would hook up with dudes in bathhouses and saunas and
Then on his mission, he like blew like 20 different dudes in Guatemala, and how he'd like, and he apparently confessed all of this to our mission president too. And
dude, that's so cool,
dude. And then dude, the guy is kind of a piece of shit, the guy who steamed his letter and opened it.
Yeah.
Cause the reason I'm telling you this is cause he told everyone.
Yeah. You know,
and then right like 2 months after that, he got sleep paralysis. So maybe it was.
Oh no, it came back.
Because, yeah.
Okay. But, dude. Okay. This is real quick. This is what I did love about going on a mission is beforehand. You're like, yay, you know, it's okay. We're going to, you know, like we're going to be great. We're going to go out there and just like, and it's like, you know, talk to people, help people. It's awesome. And then you go out there and you realize like, you're just with a bunch of 19-year-olds. And like, you know, for us, we were in a different country and there's so many stories you hear about like, people who just like snapped and just like, and that's the most exciting stuff. Those stories I ate up. They were so exciting to hear about. Like there was this Scottish guy who, because I went to Scotland, Ireland, and there was this Scottish guy who had like just got off his mission, and he was telling us about like what he used to do on his mission. And his mom was like, "Don't tell them about all the stuff you did wrong on your mission." And he's like, "But mom, if I don't tell them that, I can't tell them about my proudest achievement, which was beating Grand Theft Auto 5 in 3 days." And like, and that's obviously the lighter one, but like, I loved it. Like that stuff, like, I don't know, keeps you afloat when you're like, you know, really in the slog of it all. But I just, the mission drama.
What crazy stuff happened in Idaho Falls?
Or did you do anything crazy?
Better question.
Dude, I feel like, so like, I thought I was doing crazy things, but then you get off and you hear about everything else that everyone else was doing. And well, no, you were like,
well, what about you? What was the crazy thing that pops to your head that you did?
So there was, so I served in YSA a lot.
Okay.
And there was,
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of where this is
there
going.
Was,
any accountant professors?
No. But there was this Elders Quorum president who we, you know, had meetings a lot, like normally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of developed, and he was older. I mean, he was like,
you got a type.
I do. He wasn't that much older.
Well, he's still in YSA, so.
Yeah, yeah. He was like 26 at the time or so. I was like 20. And yeah, we just, you know, and then COVID happened. So I was on my mission during COVID. Mm-hmm. And then we started calling, like we would have like lessons and stuff. And we would call to, you know, talk about the work. But we would call like every night, like, and my companion was there too. And we, you know, it was us as the missionaries and the Elders Quorum president, but like, I mean, it was definitely.
Okay. But like, did ever get a little more than just talking about missionary stuff, or would it get like, did it ever progress? Like, did you ever like flirt at all?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
No, it was very like, we like he basically, this was kind of crazy. I had feelings for him. And he had feelings for me. And when I left the area, we like emailed each other. But then I told him I wanted to focus on my mission. And so he could talk to me when I got back. But I told him to keep, because we would talk about like things on Twitter and stuff and like memes and whatever. And I told him that every time he saw a tweet that reminded him of me to like send it to my personal Twitter and I would see it when I got home. So when I got home, approximately like 6 months after I left that area, he had sent me like 6 months worth of tweets, a lot. And by this point I was like over him and I was like,
wow.
I think I only liked him because I'm on my mission and there's no one else around.
Mission goggles.
Also COVID goggles, because you don't talk to anyone. Like,
he could just see his eyes.
So, but there was never a moment where like it almost like you guys were almost like in a room alone together, that kind of thing. Nothing like that.
No,
you just would talk a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, I get it. Don't worry. I understand that.
Yeah.
Are you still on Twitter?
I am, but I feel like it got less fun after my mission. I don't know.
No, yeah, a lot of
Elon ruined it.
Well, I mean, a lot of the internet kind of got less exciting. Less,
yeah.
TikTok and Instagram Reels, though, very fun.
Yeah.
You ever go on Instagram Reels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I've seen like 10 people die today. Anyways, So that's the one of the more wild things you did.
Yeah.
And I get. What's the wildest thing on that happened, like, you know about in your mission, though? Someone did.
I don't even know. I know. I mean, like.
Don't we try to I can jog your memory something I know
yeah,
about and
yeah,
have
you,
in mind.
You tell me.
Someone during church fucked the bishop's wife.
Like a missionary?
Yes. That's the story I heard.
That's insane.
So that's the stuff I was hearing about. That's what I mean. This, like, that kind of shit, you're like, oh my God. Like, that's what was fun, because, like, when you were like, you start just talking to the missionaries, they start telling you that stuff, and you're like, this is. So that's what I was used to hearing, was like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, there was a mission in the UK. It was like the Bristol mission, doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Like, Elder Holland went there and I punched the podium and was like, if this horse, my mission was a horse, I would shoot it. Like, they were like, that's how bad they were.
Oh.
And so, I love that shit.
Not quite as bad, but there was a guy, he was like 2 months in, got a girl pregnant.
Hell yeah.
Never got caught. She has the kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in the mission. And so, like, you get sent to the area. I got sent to that area. And so, like, I visited that house, and the other missionaries like, oh, did you see Calendrius's kid? Like,
yeah.
And then he went home, right? He goes home. He comes back to Guatemala to be with her. And then he was from Honduras. He was, like, super poor.
Oh, okay.
He goes to Guatemala to be with her. She was like, you know what? I'm thinking about it. I don't think you're like a good spiritual dude. Like, I don't think you're with the Lord. And so she kicked him out. And he had no money to get back to Honduras.
Oh.
So he was homeless in Guatemala.
Oh my God. Nothing like that happened?
Nothing like that?
Yeah. Nothing.
Dude. No, here's the thing. Something always happens, but maybe not all of it is as you didn't know about it. But there's certain missions, for whatever reason, people just get crazy.
Yeah, I feel like my mission, like, comparatively, like, I feel like that could not have happened.
I feel like Idaho Falls has to be one of the least rowdy.
No, it's like nothing's going to be happening in the Provo mission, because everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
When you're in a place, like, you know, like, in a, there was an island in Scotland, like, called the Shetlands, and they sent only one pair of missionaries up there. Also, the thing about Scotland and Ireland, this is one of the oldest missions in the church. Everyone's been talked to.
Yeah.
Especially in these smaller towns, every door has been knocked on. And so they're up at this island. Like, they don't come back until they're being transferred. They just stay up there for everything, because it's like an 8-hour boat ride. And they can see Norway from the shore. And they're just up there. And I'm like, I can't imagine, like, some of the things those dudes could do. It's like, and so for those kind of missions where you're just like, you're just isolated and, like, no one gives a shit who you are. No one knows what you're supposed to be doing. Like, I think that's when
we had punishment areas.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, guys who'd get crazy in Guatemala City. Like, they'd go to, like, the movies a lot. Or, like, you know, they'd, like, get girlfriends and take them to the movies or stuff.
Yeah.
They would send them out to, like, the jungle where it's all, like, Mayan villages.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, good luck in the trouble out here.
Dude, they would just pair the bad missionary. They would just pair them together. Because they would try to make them better.
Yeah.
And then the mission president would just be like, it's not going to work.
Oh.
And then would just put them together. They did that to me.
Two zone leaders got sent home.
Hell yeah.
Fucking each other.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love those stories, dude. Come on, how hot it is. You're like, you get put together and you're like, we have to sleep with our beds pushed against each other. All right.
Well, I don't.
Seems pretty dumb, but I guess we'll do it. Like the mission's one of the gayest things I've ever done.
You're actually not. Wait, did they? You were supposed to sleep with your beds pushed together?
No, we have the bed frames pushed together. Not the same. You're not on the same mattress, but our bed frames are pushed together because they don't want them jacking off.
What? No,
no. That was the ones I was in.
Oh, ours were like on the other end of the room.
Not that. Well, I guess that's crazy. I guess every apartment could be a little different. But like, the first one I was in there, they were pushed together, and then it didn't stop people.
Oh, the companionship before you were gay. That's what happened.
Oh, dude. I mean, like, I just I don't know. Like, that's the stuff I love the most about missions.
I always was perplexed how they even got to that point to begin with, because we had a lot of missionaries who go out drinking, and I understand
like two Mediterraneans on a hot day, and that one will joke to the other like, yeah, I could really go for a cold beer, and the other one jokes like, yeah, and then they like,
yeah.
But then I don't get how they're like, oh, I could really go for penis right now. Like, I don't think.
I mean, I think you can. I don't know. I don't think that's that crazy. If like that's what you're attracted to, it's like if your companion was a girl. And you're like, yeah, you know, it sounds pretty. It'd be kind of cool.
Okay,
just like fucking a girl, like getting to licking some pussy. But that's actually dumb. I don't know why I said that. But anyways, I'll tell you the crazy thing I did on my mission. Me and my companion, we forgot to print out bus tickets, and so we knew we could run to the church. It's like 10:30 at night. We're like, let's run to the church because he's a district leader. We had to get the tickets, so we ran to the church, used their computers to print them out. We go in there. He goes to a computer on one side of the church. I go to a different one. And I'm just like scrolling. And I hop on Tumblr. This is 2013 Tumblr. And so I'm scrolling. All of a sudden, I just start seeing some jiggling tits on a GIF. You know? And then I just exploded on my stomach. And then I was like... And then I just jogged home. And then a couple of days later, my mission president called and said that the guy who was in the spot before, who was in this area before me, did that exact same thing, and it was being like disfellowshipped. And I was like, I want to go home for a mission, but I was like, I don't want that to be the reason. And so I didn't say anything. It was a pretty cool moment though. So that's something I did.
Wait, your mission president just out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, called my companion. To tell him that like his previous companion had like essentially done the same thing and then was being like sent home. Now it was pretty wild. But at this point I was kind of wasn't really believing in the church anymore, but I was like, that's crazy. But anyways, that was one of the wilder things I did. And then we went to the horse races.
Oh, okay.
That was very fun. The horse races was fun.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I did nothing fun.
I know you were pretty straight laced.
No, dude, I was like, yeah. No, one time like we skipped study time and played Uno, so that was.
If for people like listening at home, you know, who aren't, have never, don't really know what this is like a bunch of like veterans sitting down, sitting down and talking about Iraq, you know, like because I love talking about mission shit though.
No, oh, dude,
it's so fun, especially because everyone usually has like a crazy story. I think it's usually people who are in farther away places.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just makes people lose their shit.
Yeah.
Especially it's like the last area I was in, they weren't even a stake. It was a district. Like they weren't even a full stake.
I was
stake.
In the district my whole time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, my brother on his mission at one point he was the bishop.
Yeah,
because he was like there. He was in Eastern Russia.
I have a fun story. So,
so we're about to end. We got a little derailed.
Let's do the last question. I want to tell you this fun story after, though.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last question: if you could wipe one country off the face of the earth with a nuke, which country would it be?
America.
No, it's
a cop out. Too many people say America. Okay. And also,
if you do say a country that someone else has said, we'll tell you that it's been taken.
And I do like that.
So you can't do a country that's been taken.
When you say America, I'm like, oh, so you're pro Putin. And so that's what I like. So you can't think you can't think of one worse country than America.
No, I just say America because then I would be gone.
Oh, you want to kill yourself?
Oh, it's because you're suicidal. Yeah,
you want to kill yourself.
But you want to take everyone out with you.
You know what? Yeah. If you phrase
so
it,
would you like see like school shooters and you're like, I get it.
So you
like
they, yeah. And you have that kind of mindset where it's like, when I die, all this stops. Nothing else exists.
Yeah. Like when I went on my mission, I told all my friends, like, you can't do anything. Like I just assumed. So it was weird coming back knowing that stuff still happened while I was gone. I like
that. No, I like that. I think we call that just like full blown narcissism.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys did things without me? What?
Your lives weren't put on hold.
You weren't supposed to like find happiness.
Exactly.
And try to improve your lives.
It's rude.
Okay. So, honestly. Okay. That's the best caveat anyone's ever given when they say America is because then nothing else exists. But outside of America, what would you say?
Honestly, probably like Antarctica or something.
No, it's not a country. It's not a country.
How is that not a country?
It's a continent. It's not a country.
Yeah, there's no government.
There's no government. There's nothing. Nothing claimed there. It's like scientists are there. So you want to destroy scientists? I like that. Fuck the vaccine.
I don't
think there's like a particular country I hate.
There's just think about countries that do bad things. Who's doing the worst stuff right now? And there's a really fun answer you can give right now.
But it may have been taken.
And you've been dancing around at this whole podcast. And it's actually adjacent to the United States.
Canada?
No. It's adjacent, like the United States helps them out.
Oh. The thing is, I'm so dumb. Like, I don't even know which. Is it Gaza? Is that the Israel?
It's Israel.
Okay. Yeah.
Which Willie Juan Johnson said the Israel lobby controls the Utah State Senate.
Yeah, he's. Anyways, but yeah, so that's an answer. Like, what about like there's like Russia. There's like, just think about, like, you don't have to think about the people. Think about like government. How about that?
Okay. But that's the thing though. That's like the kind of stuff.
But their people will die too.
People will die. I know, but like, how about this? Just knee jerk reaction. Which country do you not want to go to? You have no interest in ever going to. India.
No.
Bangladesh.
Kazakhstan.
Afghanistan. Iraq. Iran.
Yeah. One of those.
Iraq. Iran.
Yeah.
Iran. Iran.
Something where there's a lot of.
Saudi Arabia.
Where there's a lot of like violence against women. Okay. I know I'm not supposed to be thinking about the people, but.
No. That's a good mindset.
We do have to narrow it down to one though. That is
interesting. Yeah. There's violence against women. And the Palestinians aren't necessarily as pro like LGBTQIA.
But it's also not just like the Middle East, you know. Like, no. I was in Guatemala.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
know how many women I saw with black eyes? It was astounding.
It's that kind of stuff. Then when you go to those countries, you see all that, and then you circle back to the U.S., you go, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I do like that. Iran?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
One.
Iran. Oh, yeah. It's always fun when it's not a white country.
Yeah. You don't like Persians.
Last time, you didn't even think about this. Last time, Aaron said the Vatican.
Oh.
And if you're going for the small people that died, that's the Vatican.
Yeah, but it's been taken. Now,
it's been taken. So you got Iran. And that's actually good because they have nuclear missiles. Yeah. There's a whole crisis.
No one else can take Iran. I did see a YouTube video of a guy going through Tehran, the capital. Mm-hmm. Looks pretty cool, actually.
It is gorgeous.
I would rather visit Iran than like Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah. No, like Iran is like culture.
Iran looks cool.
So that's gone now.
But yeah, they're dead.
Okay, I appreciate that answer. Thank you.
Would we hire Sydney? Here's the thing. We can only have one accountant, and it's either her or Cheyenne.
Oh, yeah. You guys are both accountants.
Yeah. So,
but I want to, honestly, I don't know if I trust Cheyenne's like knowledge of numbers.
Yeah. No, she's definitely in a better program. Where did Cheyenne went to Utah State?
Also, she had a band in high school called Four String, 24 Strings, because they all played the guitar.
Aw.
So you need to see. We'll show you a photo later of what they looked like. But I feel like you'd be a better accountant. Even then, I feel like after talking to you, you like Kanye, and you have some fun answers. There's a place for you in this business.
It's more fun than Cheyenne. Cheyenne definitely was everything we thought she was.
It was like almost disappointing.
Yeah,
it's almost disappointing to be like.
There were very like surprising answers in this one.
Yeah, no, yeah, you kept us a little more on our toes, and since at our current establishment, Jimmy's in a caged off glass box. What's fun is then you get to walk around freely around him.
That's good.
And just kind of glance in and be like, oh, what's up? Oh, same sweater again? Okay, like you'd have that power. So I think you are. You are hired, but maybe we'll start you with we'll start you with an internship.
Yeah, and okay. Then we got to fire Cheyenne.
Cheyenne's on thin ice, dude.
Yeah,
I actually have no idea what does she even do with the company.
Yeah,
is she an accountant?
So that's what we got her.
Yeah, you might have to replace Cheyenne.
Yeah, so we're taking you. Cheyenne's done. Well, if we have Cheyenne back on, she'll have to like fight for her spot.
Yeah. Now we'll have you walk around. Another thing we'll have you do again with Jimmy. We'll have you walk around with a shirt on that says "I've drank alcohol before," and it'll be very fun. Anyways, like that, you're just for that, just for how you could taunt Jimmy, already hired. But you got other stuff cooking that makes you. I think this internship's going to turn into a paid position. Okay. So you did it.
So it's an unpaid internship.
To start. you know, because we're you know, we're still a startup.
Okay.
You know, getting our, we're still looking for VC funding.
Oh, got it.
So we're getting our feet off the ground, but I think you're good. I think you'll be a good addition because you're a bit of a wild card, and that's what's fun about you. That's kind of what we're looking for, is more wild people.
Cool. Yeah.
That we don't know for sure would actually be good employees, but you would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And we took Jimmy not because he was a wild card. It was just because we believed that if we hired him, he would work.
And I think also it's just he's a boost for morale because we go look at him and be like, we're not, well, we're having more fun than he is. Yeah. So I think you did it. You're on. And you know what? And Iran, and you're gone. Yeah, so
no more Iran.
Anyways. All right. Well,
thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
For sure.
Bye.
Bye.